Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for Amrani Rosh Shiach Yu. Nishmas Marisester Vesrup Shmuel and Chayo Chevet Fegabas Michal Yispasia. The Gemara Meseches Bava Kama and of Kufi Bezam and Alice said, Ravada Vera Hava Masna Hadra and Rechanoha. Ravada Vera Hava taught the statement of Ravada Vera Hama on the following Brisa. Let's say, let's say one someone's father left them Birusha Ribis money. Even though they know it's Ribis, they don't have to return the money. And in this Rama Rabbi Rechama, Zosom Meres, that's to say Rishus Yoresh Kishus Lekechtani. That the Rishus of the Yoresh is a completely different Rishus, it's a completely different domain from the Rishus of the Meirish. Fisher Rishus Lokechi, Rishus Acher is Mirishus Moicher. And therefore, the Bonin do not have to return the Ribis. Tosfos, the Ramas Rav, Bishem Yod, Bishem Shem Ribis, Shoalim, Ech Mochiach Rami Bal Chama Mikach, Shepotrim Bet Abanim Me'achzarat HaRibit, Sherashut Yoresh Kirashut Lokech, Logam Rishut Yoresh Eina Kirashut Lokech, Mikol Mokom Einam Mechuyavim Lashiv Et HaRibit, משום שהלווה נתן למווה את הנמות מדעת, ואינם נמצאים מיצר המווה בתורת גזלה אלא בתורת חוב, ומווה בעל פה אינו גובה מן היורשים. In other words, how does Rami Bar Chama prove the fact that you patu the children from Achzaras Rivis that the Rishus of the Yoresh is like the Rishus of the Lekech? It's a completely different Rishus. Even if the Rishus of the Yoresh is not Rishus Lekech, nevertheless, they're not mechuyev to be machzir the Rivis because the loive gave the malve the ribis midas, and they're not by the malve b'toras gzela b'toras choiv, and milva al peh, you're not goyvim in a yorshim. As we see in Bava Mbaslam and Beis on the Beis, that milva al peh na goyvim lo min a yorshim lo min a lekuchis. So the Kavoshan Atos is in Tomer Behechem Medaktik Minak Kirishus Lokech Dami. The Fiul Av Kirishus Lokech Dami Yasi Shapi. Why do you have to say it's Kirishus Lokech? Even if it's not Kirishus Lokech, it also works out. The Pturim, why? Kevin the Midas Losan Lo, since he gave it Midas, Los Nayogabe B'Toras Gzele B'Toras Halvo. It's not B'Toras Gzele, it's Toras Halvo. And therefore, V'Lekachin Chavim Ha'achzir B'Vav Peh Nagov Miyarshim, because Milvav Peh, you don't collect from the Yarshim. And for Tosis, Vish Loima, מכיוון שהמאות בעין היו לבנים להחזירם, אלו בנים להחזירם לאיזשהו רשות יוקח, רשות לוקח. רשות יורש כרשות לוקח, ויש כאן שינוי רשות. זאת אומרת, that even though he gave it to the mouth of midas, nevertheless, it's b'toras gzela, because the nesina was b'toras, because they didn't give it b'toras, but they gave it b'toras ribis, and the mouth wasn't allowed to take it. V'lanosan l'shem matan b'toras ribis, v'mikir gzela v'einei, kevin shem mos b'ein. So this is Moses Bain, he has to give back the money. But they have to give back the money. So it's Mamish Gzela. Because they didn't give it the Shem Matana, they gave it B'Toras Ribis. And that's called Gzela. And the Malva wasn't allowed to take it. And since the Moses are Bain, the Banim would have to return it, if not for the fact that Rishus Yeresh, Rishus Yeresh, Kirishus Lokeach Dami. Ad kan midvrei atosfot. Lich ora muchach shesovrim tosfot. The ribis, even after it comes into the hands of the malve, is not koine. Because they say that the whole thing is gzela and it has to be returned. So, if it has to be returned, so then even after it comes into the hands of the Malva, there's no Kenyan. However, in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Samechei Amid Aleph, Ketuv, Gemara Mefursemet, V'yamar Abaye, Hay Man Demasik Arba'a Zuzei Deribita B'Chavrei, Mi She'Tovea Mechavero Arba'a Zuzim Shel Ribit, She'Katzatz Imo, V'Yahiv Lei Glima B'Gavayu, V'Natan Lo Chavera B'Tmura Beged, She'Shaveh Arba'a Zuzim, Ki Mabkinan Minei, Arba'a mapkinan minei. Glima lo mapkinan minei. As mishu tovea chamechavero arba'a zuzim shel ribit shekatzatz imo. He says, give me the four ribis of zuz that I made up with you. And he gave him instead his cloak. So when the Beis Din takes out the ribis, they take four zuz and they don't take the coat, the cloak. So the Mekach is Kayim. And Rava says, no, Glima Mapkinan Mine. Why? Kechet Lalem Meglida Mechasi V'Koy Gildra Abisu. So people, they take the cloak, so people don't say that this Beged that he's covering himself with is a Beged of Ribis. Omer HaRosh, Mash Madavka Mishum Dulo Leim Mechasi D'Glima D'Rabito D'Madrinan Leim. Halav Achi HaMekach Kayim V'Lo Amrina Kevin D'Nasa B'Isu Nitbatel HaMekach. So even according to Rav, it's mashma that the problem is that people shouldn't say this is a glima of ribis. That's why you take it away. Otherwise, the mekach would be kayim. And we don't say since it was done by Isser, mizbatel ha-mekach. Mikan omer ha-rosh, pasak rabhai gaon, b'tshuva echad hika yisura, b'zvina da'osif b'dmei, mishum agar natar, o pasak ha-lapirot, shal ha-sa ha-shar, b'nitkem ha-mekach, b'kinyan, b'lo nitakel ha-shar, ha-mekach hem yochol v'tel ha-mekach, o shum shal na'asa b'yisura. Where an Isser is done in a sale, that he added on money because of Ribis Agar Natar, because of Schar Hamtanas Mos, because of the buyer was paying for holding on to the seller's money, so he's paying extra. Or Posek Ala Peros, they made a deal to buy Paris before the price was established. Achleitz Ashar. So it could be afterwards he's going to be paying more. So that's Ribis, because he's paying more for, he's holding on to the money in the meantime. Nevertheless, if it didn't get more expensive, en yochol avatel ha-mekach, even though it was asur to do the mekach, but you can't be mevatel the mekach b'shvil shenase b'iser, because it was done b'iser. And similarly writes the Ritva, famous Ritva, in Kedusha and Daf Vav Beis. Aval vaday afilu ribis gemura im kvar parato elev chazar v'kitcha boim mekudeshes. Even ribis gemura, if the person paid the ribis and then he goes ahead, the person received the ribis and is mekadish and isha, she's mekudeshes. The most ribisu shaparim loy bela malve kaninu legamri moment gamrahim lo sheshalof choyva lachzir ubeis and what's him imenu. Yimeis ain banim chayav lachzir ela bedavri mesuya mishum kovet avim. Barod el filo bachazor lo mitakin lav ikid mitakin lav tekezel bishavim. So the Ritva says that even ribis gemura, even if it was, when it was paid up, so the malve cannot go and be mekadesh and isha, it's mamish moment gamr, it's his. He just has to return money. But in the meantime, the money is his. And if he dies, his kids aren't chayiv to give it back. Unless it's a davar mesuyam, unless it's something specific, al tkavod avim. And even if he gives it back, he's not mitakin the lav. It's not like returning a gezel, that you're mitakin the lav. He has no tikkun. Because in mamonis tikkun, it was his. In the Masad Rav Kook Ritva of Metzia Samechei Amud Beis, he writes for Rabbeinu Pirash b'shem Rabbo Aramban, "Dehada Amrinan Le'el Chamisha Mafkinan Minei Mishum Delavid Atali Yadei Lav Hani Chamisha Mamash Elad Mei Chamisha Vidameim Shal Shav Beinu Zlu Beinu Kuav Al Inu Gufayu Lo Mahada Da Kaninu B'mishicha Da Talmud Amon Shal Rabit Kamo Amon Gamur V'Kani Le'em Adi Shakile Sharein Yorshim Chayim Min Lachzir Rachman Aram Yalei L'shalem Herkach Kaniyei Elad Uchov Alav L'shamo Vilu Kidesh Bota Isha Mekudeshet." It's the same idea. that the Gemara says earlier, Amar Abaye, Haiman de Masig Zuzay de Rebita Bechavre, Mishtove Mechavro Zuz Shavibit Shekatsatsimo, and Nishar Ve'akazli Chiti Arba Gvive, Zuzay Beshuka, Ve'ashar Shenim Karim Chitim Bashuk, who Arba Asin Bezuz, Ve'etano Aleve Chamisha Sin, Kimabkinamek Shabetim Mutsim Amavet Rebit Shenatav. ארבעה מבקינן מיני, ואידך עשה חמישית, זה לא ריבית. ועוזיל דמזיל גבי, שעוזיל לווה את מאה חיטים ונתן לו עוד שעה. And if somebody's tovei his friend, a zuz of the ribbits that he was kotzeitz with him, and the shar that the chitim are being sold in the shuk is four si'in for a zuz. And he gives him five si'in, so when you take it away, you only take away four si'in. And the other sa'a, not ribbis, because he said, I'm going to give you a zuz. Taurus ribbis. So this isn't part of the ribbis. The zuz is arba sin. And he just made it cheaper for him to make chitim, and he gave him another sa'. But the zuz, the ribbis is only four sa'. Rabba amar chamshin makinim. Rabba says five, should make kar, but Taurus ribbis also today, because originally it came into his hand, but Taurus ribbis. So therefore that's taken away. But on this, the Ramban explains that not the same five, the money for the five. And what they're worth now, whether it got cheaper or expensive. But the wheat itself, he doesn't have to return because he's kind of the wheat. Because mammon of ribbis is mammon gomer. And the person's kind of the money of the ribbis. And the yarshim don't have to return it. Just the Torah says that the Malva has to return the ribbis. But that's Medina Yisr Veheter. But Medina Mamanis, he doesn't have to return anything, it's his. And if he's Makadish and Isha, she's Mekudashes. So you see the same vort that we saw in the in Ritva, he brings here Rabbeinu B'Shem Rabo HaRamban. We say from Achne Ephraim, B'Rochus Malva V'Loi V'Dine Ribbis Siv Be'esim in Be'es. He brings the Ritva to both places, and he writes on the Ritva and Kiddushin, "V'dvorim eluim koshim laniyus daiti dafiluim noyde lo v'dvorav." The Mashkasav zuzir risa achas shabol liyadam ol v'karnam. Mechaz v'kiddush b'mesisha mukdeshes mikol mukol v'shatayin lo bol liyado ein svar shiuch lekaddish b'mesisha. V'kev neruz k'susi es v'dan alav mili kayev le. As a mera machin Ephraim, it's very hard to understand the Ritva, because even if we admit that he's right when he says that the zuz of ribbis, after it comes into the hands of the malva, he's koneh, and if he goes ahead and is mekadesh and ishes mekudeshes. However, kshadayin lo bo liyado, when it didn't come into his hand, ein svara sheyucha lekadesh b'emes ha'isha. There's no svara that it can be Makadish and Isha with it. Because since Ribbis Ktsuts is Yotzi B'dayanim, he's not giving him anything. Very hard to understand this Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim says that what's the Ritva talking about? If it didn't come into his hand yet, then he can't be Makadish and Isha. Even if we admit that the Ritva is right, that if it came into his hand, he could be Makadish and Isha. But if it didn't come into his hand, then he can't be a Mekadesh and Isha. So what's the Ritva talking about? When it didn't come to his hand, he can't be a Mekadesh and Isha because it's Ritva Tzutzi Yetzi B'dayanim. But the Ritva writes, he says if it was paid up. The ribbis comes into the rishus of the malve. Then she's mikudashis with this mammon. רק שעדיין לא בא רבי זיהא דמקדש, ועדי שאין מקודשת עם קדשא דממון זה משני טעמים. אחד הכיוון עדיין לא קיבל אמר בצל רבי כפי שאסור עליו ליתן. אם כן, ואליו מי דאב לה. So the Machane Ephraim's problem was that he understood what the Ritva was saying was that if a woman owes a man ribis, he can be Makadisha with that ribis money. And he says, even if you say that once he gets the money back, he can be Makadisha with the ribis money, but how can you tell me that if she hasn't given it to him yet, he can be Makadisha with that money? That doesn't make sense. She's not allowed to give him this money. The whole thing is off. You're not giving her anything. He says, just keep your money. The Ritva says, I'm talking specifically about a case where she already gave him the ribis. Then, he can be Makadisha with this money, because now it came into his rishus. When it didn't come into his hands yet, of course he can't be Makadisha. The Ritva never said that. Number one, since the Malva didn't get the ribbis yet, and the woman's usher for her to give the ribbis, she's not giving her anything. So the Machane Ephraim said a fourth thought, Yotze B'dayanim. That's why it doesn't work if she's still holding on to it. But forget about Yotze B'dayanim. She's not allowed to give it to him. So when he says keep it, he's not giving her anything. Not only that, it's like Bimakadish Bimov, Ben Shane Makudashis, he didn't give her anything. It's just an obligation. She has an obligation to pay it, and now he's being mochel on the obligation. So that's Makadish Bimov, that doesn't work. Only if she already paid up the ribbis, then the ritva said the malva could be Makadish with this money. So this Machane Ephraim is difficult. Machane Ephraim argues the ritva, he says, nah. Ritva doesn't make sense. If I get it, if she paid him the ribbis, then he could be Makadisha in turn with the ribbis. But if she didn't pay him, he can't say keep the change and be married to her. The Ritva agrees with that. Ritva never said otherwise. It's pointed out by Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nosson. Not only that, but the Machane Ephraim brings from Tosin Ar Sugi, who writes that ribbis, Afagav the Midas, Notam, Lovis Nayoga, Bebe Torres, Kzela, David, and the Sina Betos. So it's muchach that Tosfos holds that ribbis, even after it comes into the hand of the malve, he's not konin. You have to return that money itself because it came into his hands with Torah's gzeila. So lechora, what the Machane Ephraim said, we see from the Gemara above Mitzian Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The Machane Ephraim says that he wants to prove that ribbis, even though the money is given to the person, it's not his. It's called gzeila. And it's muchach like that, l'chor from above Mitzia Samach Aleph, Amar Rav Elam L'idikas Av Rachmana, Lav Rav Zlap Gaz Lav Vayna. So Rashi says we can learn one from the other. They're all chisur mamon. We can ask Akasha, Rav himself says in above Mitzia, that somebody who gives a glima beribis, the cloak you take away from in order that people don't say that he's walking around with a cloak of ribis. And from this the Rosh proves that Dafka, because of that svara, we make him return it. Otherwise, Hamekach Kayim. And we don't say since it was done by Isser and Isbato Hamekach. Because by Ribbis, not like Gezel. The Gazlan isn't kind of a Gezel as long as it's Bain. Ribbis, Kevin Shemes, Naloiv, and Midaito, Shaper, Kano, and Malve. Ribbis, he's Mamish Konev. So how can Rava say, remember, this is the statement of Rava. How can the self same Rava say that Why did the Torah have to write a lav of ribis and a lav of gezel? Ribis isn't gezel. You see that Rava holds in Bava Metzia Samachay that ribis isn't gezel, and therefore, in principle, someone gives you a gleam of ribis, you can keep wearing that gleam and just give back money. So how can Rava say elsewhere in Bava Metzia Samach Aleph that ribis is gezel? And therefore, you can learn one from the other. So you can say that the Gemara says this chiluk itself. So from the very fact that the Torah had to write a special law by ribis and by gezel, you don't learn from each other. It's muchach that they're two separate asurim. Ribis, since it's midaite de loiva, therefore the malv is kainit. He just the malv is the mitzvah to give it back. Because we're on live ribs from the chiddush of filu b'loy v'asrachman, because of the lachmar from the baal karche, you would have said that rib is a chiddush because it's even aser b'loy, and you would have said that gezel is a chiddush because you wouldn't have known to learn from it because it's baal karche. Hashem kein alva is not. So the kamash malan is that these two are two different asurim, and ribis is midaite, and therefore there's a kinyan for the malvi just as a mitzvah to give it back. And Tosis, who writes that the ribis is like gezel, means that after the Torah says you have to give it back, it's considered like an asin of a Tosis, and it's like gezel of a lokana. It's kid gezel. It's not mamish gezel, but it's like gezel because the Torah said to give it back. And not that Rava had to say that the gleam of kinan minei, because so that you don't say he's walking around with the gleam of ribis. Why don't we just say, because it's gezel tachas yada, like Tosfos said. So we can say that nafkamina hechishaloi b'maskim shaglim et yishar b'yada malve. So there's no gezel. And nevertheless, he has to return the glima, so they don't say he's covering himself with the glima of ribis. So Al-Kopanim, the Machin Ephraim, we saw, brings our Tosfos, and from our Tosfos, you see that it's Mamish Gazel. When we bring Zayla Be'enek, Kevin Shamos Be'en. And that's what Rava says, that what do we need a Pasuk for Ribis and for Gazel? We can learn one from the other. Problem is, Rava himself said that a gleam of ribis, you give back the gleam only because so people shouldn't say he's walking around with the gleam of ribis, otherwise you'd be able to keep the gleam. So you see that it's not the gezel? So the answer is, it doesn't literally mean gezel. It means kid gezel. But after the Torah says that you have to return the money, the ribis, so it's like gezel if you don't. But really, it's two different asurim. And that's why the Gemara made a chilik between them and said, you can't learn ribis from gezel, because they're two asurim. Ribis is a chod, a chiddush, even by loive, and by gezel is bal karche, and ribis is willingly. So they're two different asurim. But the truth is that this question of whether it's a it's kikzela or not, chora, is only according to Rami Bar Chama, it's kikzela. This is according to Rami Bar Chama, it's kikzela. He says, Osomeres, Rishus Yeresh, Kirishus Lakech Dami. So according to him, it's Muchach, that he holds that Ribis is like Zela. Because if it wasn't like Zela, even if it wasn't Kirishus Lakech, they'd be Pater, like Tosu says. It's not the Torah's gzeil, it's the Torah's halva. So you don't have to come on to the fact that it's that rishis yerush is kirishis lokech. Even if you say it's not kirishis lokech, it's given Torah's halva. And therefore they don't have to give it back because novel peno govmei yorshim. And what does Tosfos answer? Tosfos says, no, no, no. You have to come on to the fact that that they don't have to return it because rishis lokeach, because it is b'toras gezeila. The ribis is given b'toras gezeila, and the only reason they don't have to return it is because they're like lochem. And that makes it a shinu rishis. But it is b'toras gezeila, but that's only Rami Bar Chama. Rava holds, like in the Gemara, that it's really not kirishis lokeach, rishis yoresh. But here there's a special mitzvah, tikach mito neshef esarvis, and then v'chei achicha, that he has to live with you. So there's a mitzvah to return in order that he live with you. And it's only given to the father, not to the son. So the word according to Rava is that it really belongs to the person. It's just a mitzvah, it belongs to the malva, the money. It's a mitzvah to return it. The money belongs to the malva. And that's why the same Rava holds that Glima, the only reason he has to return the cloak and not money is that they don't say he's wearing a cloak of ribbis. Otherwise he wouldn't have to return the cloak because it's his. There's just a mitzvah to return ribbis, but there's an actual kenyan. In the Mishnah Lamelech, he brings from the Rivash, he writes in the name of the Rashba of Tzias Samachalaf on the base, that by ribbis ain't base in Yerodim Lenachasav. Because there's no shibud nechasim. Because we see that only he's chayav to machzor the ribbis because of the essay of achei achicha but not banav. Mishnah Melech writes it's only according to Rava, who holds that we darshan from the pasuk that the sons don't have to return the ribbis. Al korchach to the malv is kind of the ribbis. But according to Rami Bar Chama, the time of the Torah of the banav is because rishus yarish rishus lekeach. According to him, ribbis is like gazelle. And therefore, there should be shibud nechasim. Bezin should be yared lenechasim. Akopanam, you see from the Mishnah Lamelech that he holds that Rami Bar Chama and Rava are arguing in this svara. Is ribbis gazelle or not? Rami Bar Chama holds, Rabbi Adi Bar Hava holds. That Rami Bar Chama holds that it is Gzela, like we learn from Tosfos, and Rava holds that it's not Gzela. And the Ritva, who says that there's an actual kenyan, and therefore you can be Mekadesh and Isha with Ribbis money, so he's going like Rava, and we pass him like Rava. Tosfos in our Sugya is not a Kasha. Because Tosfos in our sugya, who says that it's gezeila, is according to Rami Bar Chama, and similar to this says the Nesilas HaMishpat. So there's obviously a ton more to say about this topic. This is a major league issue, and the Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully revisit it in the future. By Fanim Shinim. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.